主带领我们来到这一次周末聚会的最后一堂。
Thank the Lord that lead us to the last day in this weekend, this special meeting.
我们更感谢主，在每个主日我们能够一同到他的跟前来纪念他为我们死。
And more in thanksgiving, we thank the Lord to give opportunity every Sunday to remember His death.
啊，我我们知道一位主的年老的仆人。
We know this elderly brother.
他每次在主日擘饼聚会以后。
And after every Sunday the Lord's table.
他都提说。要他在交通组的话语非常的为难。
It is very difficult to continue to share the word of God.
因为在主的桌子跟前。
Because at the foot of the Lord's table.
主给我们的不是别的。
The Lord had gave us something. There's nothing else.
乃是他的自己。
It is Himself.
当我们已经得着了主自己。
When we gain the Lord Himself.
我们又得着了完全。
We have gained everything.
要叫我们在这个之后呢？再加上什么，我觉得非常不合适。
So afterwards, there's nothing can be added upon it.
这是我们年长的弟兄，他常常这样讲。
This is how the elderly brother said that all the time.
他说，但是因着弟兄们的安排了，我只好听命。
But because brothers have arranged such things, oh, I have to obey.
我现在开始能够体会他的感觉。
Now I can comprehend his feeling.
当我们真的在擘饼聚会里面。进入那实际的时候。
So as in the Lord's table, we enter into that reality.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有一个感觉说，主啊，有你就够了。
Do you have the feeling that I have enough if I have you?
你用世界来跟我换。
If you exchange it with the world, no.
所以在这个光景里面，我们还想加上什么？你觉得实在是不合适。
So after the situation, what can you be added upon? It is so inappropriate.
但是因着啊，我们还在肉身中。
Because we are still in our flesh.
啊，主借着弟兄们的安排，我们还是要听命。
So because brothers have arranged something, we still need to listen.
我们先读一点的经文。
Let's turn the Bible and read some scriptures.
请我们先翻到哥林多前书。
The book of First Corinthians.
第十四章。
Chapter 14.
我们读第二十节。
Read verse 20.
哥林多前书第十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20.
我们找着了，我们无论是中文、英文或其他语言，我们同声来读它。
When you found it, we will read all together, no matter was Chinese or English.
第十四章二十节，我们一起来。
Brothers,
弟兄们，
stop thinking like children.
不要做小孩子。
In regard to evil, be infants. But in your thinking, be adults.
好，这一节圣经最后一句话。
The last phrase of this verse.
在心智上总要做大人。
In your thinking, be like adults.
这是我们这一次几堂聚会的主题。
This is the theme of this series of meetings.
我们在读哥林多前书十一章十三章第十一节。
Again, we read First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11.
我们一起来。我
做孩子的时候 When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me.
这一节圣经讲到小孩子的三种特点。
Here you talk about the three characteristics of a child.
讲话是小孩子的话。
They talk like a child.
啊，所以我们中国人讲孩子的话叫做牙牙学语。
When they talk as if they are learning how to speak.
不清楚。
Not clear.
而且呢，没有什么内容。
No content.
啊，第二个他讲我们的心思像孩子。
Second, talk about how we think like a child.
啊，我们里面的想的东西，啊，我们喜欢的都是孩子的。
So when I think it, everything we like is like a child.
这个意念像孩子。
And a reason like a child.
也可以说他的认识只有孩子的认识。
Or their understanding is their understanding as a child.
所以保罗他感觉哥林多的弟兄姊妹 有恩赐，有口才，有知识。
So Brother Paul said that the people in the Church of Corinth, they have knowledge, they have gifts, and they have many things.
也有热心。
They have enthusiasm.
但是他们呢，他们的心思、言语、他们的认识，都还是孩子。
But yet their thought, their reasoning, and the way they talk is just like a child.
所以哥林多的教会里面呢，他们虽然信主相当的年日。却一直没有脱开那个幼稚的光景。
Therefore, these people in the Church of Corinth, because they have been Christian for a while, but yet all their thinking is so childish.
我想我们有过孩子的家庭都有这个认识。
You would understand if you have children in your house.
若是我们孩子生下来，头几年，他是一个婴孩呢，觉得很可爱。
So in the first few years of their life, they are children or babes. They are so so cute.
好，我们觉得哇，美国人就讲 cute 哈，还有
so
adorable 哈。其实孩子正常的是还不错的。
So if the child is normal, it is quite something.
但是你天天跟他在一起生活了，真是磨死人了。
But every day you live with them, it is truly difficult.
好，所以呢。我听过有些姊妹啊，没生孩子的时候，巴不得这个肚子里面孩子快点出来。
I heard some sisters when they were pregnant, they wish so much that the child would hurry up and come out.
养了孩子以后啊，这孩子烦得我不受不了，巴不得再把他放回去听话。
But afterwards, because they are so disobedient, we wish to put the baby back in the womb.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是经过了十年、二十年，这个人。他长大了，但是他仍然是个孩子。
But after 10 and 20 years, they might grow in their size, but yet if they still act like a child.
那就叫做父母亲的非常的受折磨。
So it is so difficult for the parents.
弟兄姊妹，教会也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, the same it is with the church.
如果我们聚会已经有若干年日了。
If we've been coming to church for many years.
我们什么名讲员都请过了。
We invite all the famous preachers to preach to us.
我们什么道都听过了。
We heard all kinds of sermons.
我们自己也会讲。
Even we can speak also.
但是我们的言语还是世俗的言语。
But if the way we talk is so earthly.
我们的心思还是世界的心思。
If our thought is so worldly,
我们喜欢表现自己。
We like to express ourselves.
我们喜欢出头。
We want to be ahead.
我们喜欢这个在众人中间被别人高举。
We want to be exalted by people.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，那仍然是孩子的心思。
So brothers and sisters, this is like thinking like a child.
不像基督。
It is not like Christ at all.
如果我们聚会仍然是觉得我们的聚会要怎样怎样怎样。
So if we're thinking our meeting should be this way and that way.
我们一点没有办法体贴父神他的心是什么。
We do not think about what is the heart of God.
我们的认识还是一个孩子。
Our knowledge is just like a child.
我们一直停留在基督道理的开端。
We pause at the beginning of Christ.
我们追随今天基督教里面的潮流。
We follow the trends of Christianity.
别人怎样，我们也怎样。
This is how people do. This is the way we want to do also. 弟兄姊
妹，你想想看，父神的心会什么感觉
？Think about how is God's heart.
我们的父真是为着他的教会长期的受苦。
So Lord is suffering for a long time because of his own church.
我最近我们聚会有一个家庭到我们中间。
Recently there's a new family came to our church.
他们来的时候两个很可爱的男孩。
They have two wonderful and cute sons.
我开始认识他们的时候，这个弟兄讲说我其实有三个孩子。
And the brother told me originally they have three sons.
我的大儿子已经六尺多了。
And my older son is about more than 6 feet.
他说小的时候很可爱。
He's so wonderful when he was young.
非常的 affectionate. 这个孩子很有亲情。
A very affectionate child.
所以所有的大人都喜欢他。
All the adults love him.
但是到了四岁以后，就发现他很多的行为呢都不长。
but as he passed 4 years old, found out that a lot of areas in his life is not growing.
后来呢，这个诊断出来，他有严重的自闭症。
Found out that he had very severe autism.
他的儿子现在已经十九岁了。
Now his son is 19 years old.
我看到我们弟兄，我说弟兄啊，你是我看见少见的一个柔和的弟兄。
And I said, you are very rare because you are such a gentle person.
但是我不知道他家庭的。
At that time, I didn't know the situation.
我一讲这个话，他眼睛就湿了。
But as I said that, his tear flows.
他说：“弟兄，都是恩典。”
And he said, "Brother, this is all grace."
问他什么恩典呢？
I said, "What kind of grace?"
他就告诉我他这个儿子的故事。
He told me the story of his son.
有一次我去看他们，整个晚上都是姊妹在讲这个孩子。
One time ago visit.All night, the sister was talking about his son.
这个儿子的言语还是孩子的言语。
He talked like a child.
实际上他没有什么言语，还是牙牙学语。
In fact, he's not really speaking any language.
他的认识更是还是孩子一样。
His knowledge also like a child.
他说我们在这个孩子身上受了许多的苦。
And because of this son, we suffer so much.
但是从这个孩子的身上我们才认识爱。
But from this child, we learn about love.
他说我们都不会爱。
We don't know how to love.
但是这个孩子教导我们什么叫做爱。
But this, through this child, we learn what is love.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brother, sister, do you know?
教会就是神的儿女。
The church is of the children of God.
我们在一起聚会这么多年，我们言语是不是还是原来的言语？
We've gathered together worship so many years. Is that how we still speak as like a child?
我们对人的态度是不是还是原来的做好人的态度？
Our attitude is the same, act like good, good.
你想想看，父神他在他何等盼望他的儿子长大成人。
How the Heavenly Father wish his children were grown into adults.
何等盼望打发他的爱子回来迎娶他的教会。
He wished so much to send his son down to receive his own bride.
所以面对哥林多教会的光景，
And he faced the situation of the church of Corinth.
保罗像一个父亲一样非常诚恳地劝勉他们。
So Paul, like a father, sincerely encouraged them.
他说我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
He said, my dear brothers and sisters,
在心智上不要一直留在小孩子的光景。
Do not be a child in your thinking.
我们知道在美国这个民族啊，这个社会是非常开朗的。
We know that in America, people are very open.
非常直率的。
Very straight.
也可以讲有一点小孩子样子。
It's like a childlike, very innocent.
所以我们今天教会呢也学这个样子。
If the church learn like this.
所以我们里面的基督一直都是小的。
So the Christ in us become very small.
保罗说我们在心智上不要做小孩子。
Paul said do not think like a child.
然后在恶事上面要像婴孩一样什么都不懂。
But regard to evil be infants doesn't know anything.
别人可以话中带话，我里面没有这个东西。
People can have a good front but inside us we shouldn't have this.
别人可能里面有诡诈有什么，在我里面是没有这些东西。
People might be very wicked, but inside us, we shouldn't be like this.
这是保罗劝哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
This is how Paul encouraged people in
Corinth. 哥林多弟兄姊妹们，他们斤斤计较。
This brought the brothers and sisters there always count minute things.
但是在那些重要的关乎教会圣洁的事情上面，他们毫不在乎。
And they don't care about anything about the holiness of the church.
他们用世俗的言语来讲属灵的话语。
They speak worldly things.Way of spiritual things.
他们把世俗的这些知识摆在高过神的启示。
They exalt the worldly thinking more than the revelation of God.
把人的才干口才来取代圣灵所赐的启示。
They replace human eloquence to revelation of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，所以保罗非常诚恳说，你们总要在心智上面做大人。
So Paul and encourage them, but in your thinking be adults.
所以这一次我们交通呢，我第一堂是和大家简介整个哥林多前书。
In this conference, the first meeting, I give an introduction of each chapter of this book.
我们要感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
借着哥林多教会所遇见的难处和问题。
Through the problems and difficulties of people in Corinth.
主把许多我们在实行方面该有的认识和基要的真理赐给了我们。
Through this, the Lord has given us the true doctrine and all the proper ways of conduct in the church.
教会呢，到底该怎样来实行？神是有一个确定的、准确、清楚的意念的。
God has very clear and accurate thinking about how the church should function.
所以有人讲呢，教会不是我们儿童的游乐场。
So they said the church is not a child playground.
教会也不是我口袋中的我自己的东西。
The church is not something that is your own pocket.
教会是神的家。
The church is the home of God.
是神的儿女。
It is God's children.
是基督的心腹。
It is the bride of Christ.
我们需要认识这个。
We need to know this.
我们生命才会逐渐的长大。
Then our spiritual life will grow.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，
Dear
今天若是我们不认识这个，
If we do not have such knowledge,
我们可以继续的聚会，
We can continue to have meetings.
我们可以继续的传福音办活动，
We can have a lot of activities, we can have gospel meetings.
但是神在我们身上一无所得，
But there's nothing you'll be gained by God.
这个世代的苦难就还要延长，因为神宽容我们。
And the suffering in this world will continue, but the Lord has been gracious to us.
但愿这个周末主在我们中间提醒我们。
May in this weekend the Lord will remind us.
我们要爱慕，在心智上做一个大人。
We long to be thinking like adults.
所以我第二堂、第三堂，我讲到在心智上做大人，我们该有的认识。
In the second and third session, we'll talk about what kind of things we should know if we want to be think like adults.
第二堂我们特别提到神要我们认识他的爱子。我们的主耶稣基督。
The second session we talk about how we need to know Jesus, the Son of God.
他要基督的见证在我们每一个蒙恩得救儿女们的里面是确定的。
And God's testimony of His Son, it is confirmed in us.
是坚固的。
It is strengthened.
弟兄姊妹，我们都承认，我们刚听福音，我们甚至觉志受浸了以后。
We recognize that once we heard the gospel, accept the gospel and being baptized,
我们的信心都是摇摇摆摆的。
Our faith is wavering all the time.
我们还常常有自己的理由来跟圣经辩论。
We still have a lot of reason to argue with the Bible.
这告诉我们说，基督的见证在我们里面呢，还不坚固。
Meaning that the testimony of Christ is not strengthened in our heart.
我们需要认识神心中的珍宝，就是他的爱子，我们的主耶稣基督。
We need to know the jewel of God's heart is own Son, Jesus Christ.
而我们要认识主耶稣基督，我们需要进入一个正常的教会的交通的里面。
If we truly want to know Christ, we have to enter into a normal church life.
Fellowship.
啊，
这个交通呢，弟兄姊妹们，保罗告诉我们说，那是神儿子，我们主耶稣基督的交通。
That kind of fellowship is enter into the fellowship with His Son Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，我自己成长的过程中
，and personally in my growth,
我可以说在大学毕业以前呢，我都没有正式的过过教会的生活。
Before I graduated from school, I did not live a very normal church fellowship.
因为我生长的年代哈
，the time when I grow up,
那个时候。很多基督徒学生到了学校里面，我们就有团契的生活。
Because as we go to college, we have fellowship group.
这个团契也就是 fellowship， 就交通。
Fellowship groups.
那我们那个团契呢？因为我们都是学生，我们的兴趣相同，我们讲的言语相同，我们的需要也相同，所以我们就团契了。
So at that time, we have the same interests, we're the same in a lot of ways, so we get together and have fellowship.
那么用的名义什么呢？是耶稣基督。
But we're using the name of Jesus.
那我们彼此分享的是什么呢？
What did we share among each other?
是彼此自己的需要，彼此自己的兴趣，彼此自己的才干。
But we share about our needs, our talents, our interests only.
所以呢，大学毕业了，该进入正常教会生活， 我们还是不进去。
So as we graduated, we should enter into the normal fellowship, church life, but we did not. We don't want to go.
我们另外有一个团契叫做毕业生团契。
So we have another fellowship, is the fellowship of the graduates.
很可惜啊，很多基督徒到了今天，像我一样，过了六十几岁，要进入七十岁了，还是这种意念。
So it is regretful that a lot of people, 60, even 70 years old, they have the same thinking.
所以我们说的话呢，跟我们大学时代还是一样的。
What we talk is the same as we are graduates.
祷告里面呢，对主心意的认识还是一样，留在婴孩阶段。
The way we talk to God in prayer, we are just like a child.
想想看
Think about it.
父神在我们身上给了那么多的恩典
The Lord gave us so much grace.
那么多的栽培
So much cultivation.
在我们身上一无所得
But yet the Lord had gained nothing from us.
就好像一对父母亲养了一个长大身量长大身体长大但是里面还是孩子
Just like parents have a child, the body is like adults, but the thinking is like a child.
这父母亲是在孩子身上受多少的折磨
How much suffering they have endured
弟兄姊妹将来我们见主面的时候我们才稀奇救我的爱何等的宽广
So as we come before the throne one day realize how great is the love of God to us
保罗巴不得我们进入神儿子耶稣基督的教堂那个叫做教会
Paul, with so much, we can enter into the fellowship of His Son Jesus.
每一个人来
Everybody come.
是他得着的基督
Everybody come and bring what they have gained in Christ.
因为我们每一个人个人的环境，我们的个性都不一样
Because we have different environment, we have different personality in the background.
但透过这些经历，我们得着了基督
And through all kinds of experience, we gain Christ.
然后我们来一起聚集。
And then we gather together.
我把我经历的基督交通出来。
I fellowship what I experience Christ.
你把你经历的基督分享出来。
And you share what you have fellowship with Christ.
他把他经历的带来。
And the other person bring what they have experienced Christ.
弟兄姊妹，那叫做进入神儿子我们主耶稣基督的交通。
This is what it is we call we enter into the fellowship of His Son Jesus.
如果我们用这个来看，我们还是大人呢，还是小孩子？
If we're doing so, are we still infant, child, or adults?
那么昨天晚上我们开始讲到呢，一个有大人心智的认识，我们就认识主的工作是什么。
So the last time we talk about, as we think like adults, what is the work of God?
好，我们知道在教会里面有很多的工作侍奉。
We know there's a lot of services and ministries.
比如像刚才我们聚会呢，有弟兄们带我们唱诗歌。
Somebody who leads songs.
啊，那我们孩子们，我们要需要有教导。
And children need to be taught.
聚会之前，有些人来把场地摆好。
And before the church starts, people need to set up the
chairs. 把各种音响、各种的都预备好。
And we prepare all these.
好像我们进来，我们就可以安心的来坐在主的脚前。
So as we enter, we will just sit before the Lord.
这些好像都是一些侍奉、一些工作。
Looks like these are all work and services.
我们知道这是主的工作最外围的一种的表现而已。
We know that these kind of work is just the outward expression of the service of God
of the work of the Lord
of the word of the Lord
亲爱的弟兄姊妹你知道吗
But brothers and sisters do you know
那么真正主要我们做这些是为什么呢
Why would God want us to do all these things
昨天晚上我们和弟兄姊妹讲到保罗告诉弟兄姊妹你们要认识教会是神的田地
And then Paul tells these people you got to know we are the field of God
教会是基督的见证
Church is the testimony of God.
教会是神儿子的交通。
Church is the fellowship with the Son of God.
我们需要在这个点上认识起来。
We have to understand this point.
我们才会脱开那个小孩子的言语。
So we will be apart from talking like a child.
我们才会脱开小孩子的心思。
Then we can forsake the thought of a child.
我们才会从小孩子的认识被提升起来，成为一个体贴神心意的大人。
Then we can be more able to understand God's heart as like adults.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我们要讲第三个。
This morning we talk about the third point.
我们认识神的道路。
Understand God's way.
请我们读一些的经文。
Let's read some verses.
我们请大家先读哥林多前书十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
第十二节到第十四节。
Verse 12 to 14. Chapter 12, verse 12 to 14.
我们找着了，还是请我们同声的。
Read it all together. Verse 12 to 14.
第十二节一起来。
The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many.
乃是许多肢体。好，我们再读哥林多前书第十二章三十一节。
The same chapter, verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
我们一起来。你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐。我现今把最妙的道指示你。
Eagerly desire the greater gift, and now I will show you the most excellent way.
这个中文讲最妙的道，那个道不是道理的道。
And the way, in verse 13 is talking about way, not the word of God.
他是讲最妙的那条道路。
The most excellent way.
我们要走这条道路。
We have to walk on this way.
那么我们再来读哥林多前书十三章。
Let me go to chapter 13.
第四节到第八节。
Verse 4 to 8.
我想前面的几节大家都熟，我就不为着时间缘故不读了。
Because of time, we will not read the previous verses.
第四节开始一起
来。Verse 4. Love is
patient.
Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away.
终必归于无有。这是有人讲的，这是神的话语里面对爱可能一个最简单也最清楚的定义。
They said that this chapter is really the clear, simplified definition of love in the Bible.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有数它有几项？
If you count how many items here.
等一下我们要讲的，它至少讲到十六种的表现。
Talking about 16 expressions of love.
或者在里面呢有十六种的这种的学习。
Of the 16 kind of things we can learn.
我们再读另一组的经文，哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
我们请大家一起来。
Read it together.
因为
十字架的道理
For the message of the cross is foolishness, 在那灭亡的人为愚拙,
to those who are perishing,
but to
us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
第二十三节。
Verse 23, the same chapter.
一起来。犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧，我们却是传。对不起，我刚刚讲二十三节，我自己从二十二节读起。我们再一起读二十三节，我们一起来。我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。好，我们再读二章二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的。只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。好，我们再读哥林多前书十五章。
We turn to chapter 15, the same book.
第四十六、四十七节。
Verse 46 and 47.
十五章四十六、四十七节，我们一起来。但属灵的不在先。
But the natural,
属血气的在先
and after that
以后才有属灵的。头一个人是出于地，乃属土，第二个人是出于天。好，我们再读五十五节到五十七节。
Verse 55 to
57.
一起来。Where is your
victory?
Where is
your
victory?
Where is your victory? Where is your victory?
We start reading the scripture now.
我们刚才讲到脱离小孩子的心思和意念。
Before we talk about how we need to forsake the childish thought and reasoning,
我们需要在认识上面，我们要被主提高。
We need to be ask the Lord to promote our thinking.
我们要认识神赐给教会那最大也是唯一的祝福。
The greatest blessing and the only blessing to church.
就是他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
It is His own Son, Jesus Christ.
那么我们得救了以后，主把他的工作托付给教会。
As we are saved, the Lord commissioned a task to the church.
那我们服侍主，做主的工是做什么呢？
So as the Lord, as we serve God and do His work, what is it?
我们需要认识教会的意义、性质和功用。
We need to understand the meaning of the church, the character of the church, and the function of the church.
那么今天早晨呢，我们要谈呢，我们怎样能够使教会在实行上面能够符合神的心意。
So as we are the church operating, how can it be under God's heart?
能够显出神救赎我们那救恩的实际。
How can it be manifest the reality of salvation?
保罗在哥林多前书十二章告诉我们。
Paul in chapter 12 told us.
他说，正如身体只有一个。
As the body is a unit.
他说呢，却有许多的肢体。
Though it is made up of many parts.
他说，而且肢体虽然多，仍然是一个身体。
And though all its parts are many, they form one body.
许多读圣经人读到下面一句话就觉得很困惑。
And if you continue to read it, a lot of people are confused.
在那里呢，我们的这个逻辑思维想，应该说教会也是这样。
It should say the church is like this.
但是不，圣灵感动保罗，很准确的、清楚的告诉我们。
But no, the Holy Spirit touched Paul.And wrote this.
他说基督也是这样。
So it is with Christ.
我们可能认为呢，基督就是那个得荣耀的我们的主耶稣，他曾经称作拿撒勒人耶稣的。
We talk about Christ is the Jesus of Nazareth.
但是在这里，保罗却告诉我们一个更大的基督。
And here the Paul told us a much greater Christ.
这个大是我们意念中，其实主耶稣就是那更大的基督。
In fact, God is, Christ is much greater.
啊，我们都在基督里面。
We are all in Christ.
所以教会在基督里面就是基督。
So as the church is in Christ, so church is Christ.
他说基督也是这样。
So it is with Christ.
我们昨天已经提到，在哥林多前书讲到教会的时候。
As the book of 1 Corinthians talk about church.
保罗讲到教会像是基督的身体。
Christ is the body of the church is the body of Christ.
他不是指着那个看不见的宇宙性的教会。
He's not talking about that unseen universal church.
他是对着可以数得出来在哥林多聚会的弟兄姊妹们说。
It is talking of the local church. You can even count how many people.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在一起聚会，我们要像一个人一样。
So brothers and sisters, as we gather to worship, we should be like one man.
这是神救赎所赐给我们的。
This is what God gave us through redemption.
所以我们看见像一个人呢，这个身体有一些的特点的特性。
But some people, their body have a certain characteristics.
他说呢，我们肢体虽多，却仍然是一个身体。
And though all the parts are many, they form one body.
弟兄姊妹，我们用自己的身体来看。
Look at our own body.
人的身体啊，是非常奇妙的。
Our body is really amazing.
所以在旧约里面，大卫他写诗的时候，他说：“我受造呢，乃是奇妙可畏的。”
David said, "The way we have been created is so awesome and fearful."
请原谅我这样讲，可能我这是外行话。
Forgive me for saying this.
今天人类 所有的科学知识、医学的知识都在人的身体里面可以找得到。
All human understanding of man is all inside our body.
啊，所有的物理定律在身体里面有。
All the things about knowledge of physics is everything is inside our body.
所有的化学反应在我们身体里面有。
All the chemical reactions are also in our body.
它都不一样。
They're different.
你看你的胰腺呢，分泌的东西跟你的肝分泌的是完全不同的东西。
Look at our glands. Our liver is different from adrenal.
今天如果你要造一个工厂啊，来生产呢这个胆汁的话，就是肝分泌的东西，那工厂要有好多好多的设备。
So if you have a factory, you want to create the gallbladder, but it's going to be the bio is very difficult.
啊，要有许许多的 equipment.
Have to be a lot of equipment.
还有很多的 process 来把它合成。
You got to have a lot of process in order to create the bio.
但是在我们的身体里面。
But yet this is inside our body.
这是何等的奇妙。
Isn't it amazing?
你要想想。保罗得着启示说，我们聚会就是这样。
And Paul in his revelation, in God's revelation, he thought this is how it should be.
他们虽然都不一样，但是他们摆在一起却能够那样完整的配合。
And though a body had many parts, you put them together, it's just such wonderful functioning together.
我不晓得你有没有想过哈，你那个饿的感觉是从哪里出来的？
Do you know where when you feel hungry, where it's from?
我们中间可能有医生，有学生物化学的。
Among you, there might be doctor. By.
我是一个很外行的人。
I don't know this a lot.
我有一次读到一篇文章呢，他说你的饿的感觉，他们只是猜想，很可能是从你的胰腺开始的。
And they talked about how come you are hungry, and they talked about could be from the pancreas.
那你渴的感觉从哪里来的？
Where is the sense of thirst?
我们都不知道。
We don't know.
我只知道有一个弟兄啊，他的松果体里面长了一个瘤，他的这个不是 pituitary， 在脑，没有医生。
There's certain part in your brain that control the thirsty sensation.
结果医生给他开刀的时候，跟他讲。你最好的结果，就是你还能看得见光。
And after the surgery, the doctor said the most sense you have is you can sense light.
他的母亲是一个敬虔爱主的姊妹。
His mother is a devout Christian.
他母亲听到他儿子这个病就迫切的为他祷告。
When the mother heard about the illness of the son, she prayed earnestly to God.
他找了。全世界最好的医生帮他做手术。
They found the best doctor to have surgery on him.
是美国这个 Mayo Clinic 的外这个脑神经外科医生。
It is a brain surgeon from Mayo Clinic.
结果那个医生把他打开来，那个肿瘤自己掉出来。
And as the doctor opened the brain, and that mass just came out.
那医生后来他恢复视力了，那医生说 I didn't do nothing.
After he regained his eyesight, the doctor said, "I didn't do anything."
So it's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
但是从他好了以后，他失去渴的感觉。
But after the surgery, he lost the sense of thirst.
所以他天天身上带着一个这个 beeper, vibrator.
And always carry a vibrator with him.
每十五分钟震一次，他就喝一口水，不然他就会忘记，他会渴死的。
Every 15 minutes, he'll take a drink.If not, he will thirst to death.
身体有这些功能。
The body has these kind of functions.
你为什么会去祷告，会迫切求呢？因为身体上有苦难。
Why would you pray so earnestly? Because there's trouble in your body.
你会渴了。
You may thirsty.
照我们天性，有谁会寻求神呢？
How would anybody would seek God?
保罗说，没有一人，一个都没有去寻求神的。
Nobody will seek God, not even one.
今天拜偶像的人是拜自己的欲望。
People who worship idol, they're worshiping their own desire.
没有一个人真正寻求公义圣洁。
Nobody really seek after holiness and righteousness.
和里面的荣耀的。
Or the glory.
弟兄姊妹们，我们为什么会寻求这个呢？
Why would we seek this?
因为你的身体里面有一个机能。
Because there's a function in your body.
到的时候你就感觉渴了。
A certain time comes, you feel thirsty.
如果你把那个功能拿掉的话，那个肢体拿掉的话
，If you take away that part of your body,
弟兄姊妹们，你就不渴了。
that you cannot thirst anymore.
现在这个社会，我们知道现代二十一世纪的教会。
Look at the first 21st century church.
觉得自己什么都有了。
They felt they have everything.
所以他不渴了。
They are not thirsty anymore.
启示录到最后结束的时候，圣灵和心腹都呼喊说。你们凡口渴的可以到这里来喝。
At the end of Revelation, the Holy Spirit calling, "Come, all those who are thirsty."
若是我们在教会中没有苦难
，If we do not have suffering in the church,
我们都不渴，都不想祷告。
We don't even want to pray. We don't need to pray.
我们没有需要，何必去祷告呢
？We have no need. Why would we pray?
弟兄姊妹们，身体有一个特性，我们都不一样。
So we have characteristics. Everybody is different.
有的人看起来好像人觉得羡慕他一点。
Some people look at someone and say, "Oh, I wish to be like them."
有的人看起来好像呢微不足道。
And some people may be very insignificant.
但是主把我们摆在一起。
But the Lord put us all together.
我们是一。
We are one.
这个一不是组合起来的一，不是一个 combination.
It is this oneness is not a combination.
这个一是一个 integration.
This is integration of that oneness.
它从生机里面长出来的连在一起。
Things that come out from us, they put them together.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们现在人身上很多有 implant 啊，有各样东西，都是外面加进来的。
Right now, there's a lot of implants in people's bodies.
跟你的身体啊，是永远合不在一起。
It will never integrate into our own body.
我前不久，我有一颗直的牙掉掉了。
I have a tooth that is implant. It came out.
医生给我照一个 X-ray， 他说你底下那个 foundation 通通 crumble 了。
He said the teeth
像楼要倒掉了一样。
And the foundation of the teeth are all crumble.
因为帮我植牙那个医生呢，为了省钱，他用的是不是一种 organic 的东西，把我做了那个 foundation。
So the doctor did not use something organic to make that foundation.
所以这个身体啊。若是不是基督的摆进来，他自然会排斥他的。
Things are not of Christ, it will be rejected.
如果你我没有身体的实际
，If you do not have that reality of the body of Christ，
今天有人把世界的东西带进来，我们觉得无所谓。
People bring in the worldly things, we think of nothing.
我们把不是基督的东西，但是很能吸引人的东西带进来，我们都鼓掌说这个好啊。
We bring in worldly things, people clap their hands and say it's wonderful.
我们觉得这个能够把聚会变得更热闹一点
We make the meeting,
更兴旺一点
it seems like it's more revived.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹不是这样的
No brothers and sisters
哥林多的弟兄姊妹就落进这种光景
The brothers and sisters in Corinth they become that situation
保罗要在这些点上面让他们长大
So Paul wanted,
让他们有认识
Paul wanted to know and then grow in them
弟兄姊妹不仅如此
Not only this
身体有一个特点它是多元的，然后它是完美的一的。
And the body is interesting. They have many perfect functions and become one.
而且呢，若是只有头没有身体的话，头里面的思想、喜好、才干都出不来。
If there's a head and no body, all the interest and desire of the head cannot be expressed.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面讲到，这个身体呢，乃是彰显头的丰满的那个器皿。
So the church or the body is to express the fullness of what the head is thinking.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道，今天如果我的头不能指挥我的手的话，我这个手就失去功能了。
So if the head cannot control the hand and lost the function of the hand,
这个身体就不完美了。
And the body is not beautiful.
今天身体需要跟头连接。
Therefore, the body had to be connected with the head.
所以元首的丰富
the fullness of the head.
元首的智慧
the wisdom of the head.
元首的权柄
and the power.
元首的能力 authority.
Authority and the power of the head.
它的尊贵
and its beauty, honor.
它的荣耀
its glory.
还有称颂
all the praise.
都能够从身体显出来
can be expressed through the body.
弟兄姊妹，在教会历史中有一些时期，在某个地方。
And certain place in the church history.
有一些基督徒，他们聚在一起，他们明白了这个神的心意。
They are Christians. They understand the thought of God.
他们把自己交在主的手中。
They submit themselves to the Lord.
服在圣灵的管制的底下。
And submit in the Holy Spirit.
他们可能很短的时期显出了这个元首的丰富。
And in a very short period of time, they are able to express the fullness of the head.
叫世界上的人呢，听见他们，看见他们。 他们都带着一个赞扬的眼光来看。
So people in the world, when they saw it and they praised it.
你知道美国曾经在美国西海岸有过一次大复兴。
There's a great revival in the West Coast in America.
在1906年。
In 1906.
在洛杉矶有一条街上面叫做 Azusa。
There's a street in Los Angeles called Azusa.
主使用的那个器皿呢是一个黑人的弟兄。
And God used an instrument, it is a black brother.
他的名字我现在我只记得他叫 William 什么的。
He called William something, I forgot.
他是一个为着主的心意啊。天天哀哭祷告的人。
He's the one who shed tears every day before the Lord because of God's will.
他本来在德州，还在 Louisiana， 我不记得不清楚。
He was originally either from Louisiana or Texas.
他服侍弟兄姊妹们，他把主的心意告诉大家。
He served the brothers and sisters and tell them what is God's will is.
许多神的儿女们不能接受。
A lot of brothers and sisters cannot accept.
照你这个样子，你都说我们都错了吗？
So you think we're all wrong? They said.
啊，所以他被赶过最多次。
He'd been driven away from the church many times.
最后他来到了洛杉矶的苏萨街。
At last, he arrived in the street of Azusa in L.A.
一个服侍。
He started the service.
在1906年，圣灵在那里降临。
1906, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
一个极大的复兴。
A great revival.
在那里，现在有一个叫做 Azusa College.
There is Azusa College there now.
我的姊妹在那里读 medical。方面的东西。
And my sister, my wife, study about medical field.
她告诉我，他们在那个学校毕业的学生，走在街上，别人看见他们都给他们让路的。
Yes, the graduates graduated from that college. As they walk in the streets, people will let them go.
因为他们尊敬这些年轻人。
Because they respect these young people.
这些人年轻人，他们受过好的属灵的教育。
They have received a spiritual education there.
他们毕业生了。还没有毕业，只要申请，每一个医院都收他。
The graduate, as long as apply, every hospital will accept.
元首的丰富能够从我们这些微不足道的人身上显出来。
The fullness of God can be shown in us who are so insignificant.
我们传福音都喜欢跟人讲，我们人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
As we preach the gospel, always said everybody has sinned, fall short of the glory of God.
请原谅我这样讲。
Forgive me to say this.
今天教会亏缺了他的救主的荣耀。
I have to say the church has fallen short of the glory of God.
你读启示录，当主耶稣升天的时候。
As reading the book of Revelation, as Christ ascended to heaven.
天地海穹苍之间所有的生物开始起来有一个敬拜。
All everything in this universe, heaven and earth, they rise up, have a worship.
那个敬拜里面讲到基督的七样事情。
We talk about the seven things of Christ.
就我刚才讲的，丰富、智慧、权柄、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞。
Fullness, glory, honor, all these things.
我年轻的时候开始有教会生活。
When I was young, I started to have a church life.
现在在我心里印象还很深刻，有一个老姊妹，个子很小。
And I was very, I had a very deep impression. There was elderly who's very small. She really loved the Lord.
其实她年轻时候很高啊，因为老了哈，这个骨质疏松、肌肉病，变得很矮。
She was originally very tall because of the bones problem. As she get older, she become very short.
每一次薄饼聚会，她都站起来祷告。
Every the Lord's table, she rise up and pray.
很特别。老弟兄老姊妹祷告都是站起来非常恭敬的。
Very interesting. All the elderly brothers they stand up to pray.
我们这些年轻人都是坐着祷告。
All the young people sit down and pray.
我到今天我还不习惯站起来祷告。
Even today I'm not used to standing up to pray.
他们站起来祷告，这个老姊妹最后结束的时候一定用启示录第五章那一句话。
And this elderly sister always used Revelation chapter 5 to pray like this.
她说呢，在那里说羔羊是配得的。
Worthy is the lamb.
啊，这个是第五章第十一节里面哈。
Verse 11.
他说得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
Worthy is the lamb to receive power and wealth, wisdom and strength, and honor and glory and praise.
那时候我每次听他这样祷告，我觉得这个老姊妹是不是啊？这是他的习惯，他的公式。
I was wondering how come she always pray like this. Is this something routine that she always pray like this?
你知道我们有时候基督徒啊，为了省时间不用心呢，我们就背一个祷告公式，这是我从小非常会的。
Sometimes we don't know how to pray. We memorize a verse. I was like this when I was young.
因为我妈妈信主，我们几个孩子吃饭呢，要妈妈说轮流祷告。
And when we eat dinner, my mom would say, "You take turn, everybody, to pray."
不祷告就不能吃饭。
If you don't pray, no eating.
那我呢？偷机取巧，我就每天都祷告同样的祷告词。
I pray the same thing every day.
所以我有时候也用这种习惯呢来看别人。来衡量别人的祷告。
So with this, I measure this sisters. Is she the same way?
我那时候一直觉得这个老姊妹啊，她大概有点这个年纪大了，啊，所以话语就都是固定的。
So I thought maybe this elderly sister been getting old, and she was just stuck with that same phrase.
到今天我自己有一点点人生教会的经历。
As me today has some experience in church.
我才知道。这是神给教会极大的祝福。
This is a blessing, a great blessing that God has given to the church.
教会的功用是什么呢？
What is the function of the church?
把元首所有的一切丰满地表达出来。
It's to express the fullness of that head.
如果你真的看见一点基督的丰满，
If you just a glimpse of the fullness of Christ,
没有一个人不会说主啊，我有祸了。我们亏欠你了。
Nobody would not say that woe to me, I fall short of your glory.
教会，我们亏欠我们主的荣耀。
The church surely has fall short of the glory of God.
那么，哥林多的弟兄姊妹们确实在实行上面没有办法把基督那个美丽彰显出来。
Truly, the church of Corinth, they had not lived out the beauty of Christ.
所以我们要问呢，到底怎么样能够？进入身体。
So we say, how can we really enter the reality of the body of Christ?
你知道，很多时候我们觉得呢，教会是一个身体，我们是身上的肢体。
So we know that the body is a unit and we are just part of it.
每一个肢体都不同。
Every part is different.
都有自己的功用。
Have their own function.
我们只要把每一个人的功用摆在聚会中，我们就是身体了。
As we put the function there, is that a body?
啊，我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉得是不是这样
？What do you think？
我自己在一个地方开始开工服事，
主
带领我们开工服事。
So as I started a service, a certain place.
起先只有几家人，我们在家里面祷告。
So in the beginning, just a few family in my house, we just started in prayer.
祷告到一个地步，主有带领了，我们应该起来拨饼纪念主。
As we are praying, the Lord lead us that we should have breaking of bread meeting.
每一次拨饼纪念主的时候，真是荣耀主自己的显现和充满。
Because of His presence, we felt it is so glorious as we break His bread.
过了不了两个月，那个家就坐不下了。
And after 2 months, the place cannot accommodate
everyone. 所以弟兄姊妹就开始祷告说，我们是不是主带领我们应该有一个公开的见证。
So the brothers and sisters are praying, should we have a public assembly that people can come in?
主也这样怜悯也带领我们，我们就开始在那里有服事。
So in God's mercy and His guidance, we started to have meeting like that.
不到半个月，不到几半年了，这个聚会就七八十人了。
Within 6 months, the number become like 70 to 80 people.
弟兄姊妹都很快乐。
We are brothers and sisters so happy.
非常的火热。
We are full of enthusiasm.
而且也有人来看过一次，就是说啊，主给你们的真是丰富啊。
And people said, "What God has given you is so rich."
你们司琴有司琴，有三个的钢琴系的。
You have three people can play piano.
领司啊，有领司，你看长得又高又大，声音又洪亮。
And the song leaders, they can sing so well.
啊，带读经的又有这么多这么会讲话的弟兄们。
There are so many brothers, they're so eloquent.
啊，我们那时候沾沾自喜啊，觉得真不错。
And inside,
被搭肢体在这个身体上多好啊。
We felt that the Lord is putting all these functions together. It's beautiful.
但是真正开始走路。
As we truly started to walk,
你就发现每一个肢体跟另外一个肢体都不搭调。
We felt that one part, the other part, do not really integrate together.
就是胰腺说肚子饿了，那么胃说我很饱。
As if the pancreas said I'm hungry, the stomach said I'm very full.
头说脚要走路，脚说我要休息。
And the head tells the feet, you got to walk. The feet said, I need to rest.
你就发现了，不是人想象的，你组织组织，身体就出现。
Not that you try to organize, the body will just revolve.
不是人的善意说，啊，我有这个，我摆进来。等到他哪一天不高兴了，他就抽出去了。
It's not like the goodness of somebody said, I want to join you, and then later on they will just leave.
那不是身体啊。
That's not the body.
所以保罗告诉我们说呢，若是眼睛说呢，对这个手说呢，我不需要你，就把它弄走了。
It's not that the eye said, I don't need the hand, and then just get rid of it. It doesn't work that way.
保罗也说呢，如果那个脚说我不属于身体，因为天天都是嘴巴在出头讲话。
If the feet said I don't belong to the body because it's the mouth always talk.
什么时候轮到我呢？
When is my turn?
他也不要了，他不来了。
So he won't come to church anymore.
这是不是今天基督徒很多聚会的光景呢？
Is that the condition of many gatherings?
所以教会进进出出很多人啊。
So people leave and go.
真正能够在一起学功课的有多少个呢？
How many people would stay and learn lessons?
真正肯在那里为着主的满足我们来持守的有多少呢？
How many people for the satisfaction of God would continue on?
所以保罗告诉我们说，这个进入身体是圣灵的工作。
So we know to enter into the bodies is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来浇灌来浸我们。
And the Holy Spirit will baptize us and fill us.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，其实不是圣灵主动的。
It is not the Spirit who's taking the lead. 我们知道
谁是用圣灵给我们施浸的呢？
Who used the Holy Spirit to baptize us?
使徒约翰介绍主耶稣的时候就讲，看啊，神的羔羊。
John the Baptist introduced Christ. He said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
他第一天介绍是为我们舍命上十字架除罪的羔羊。
He talked about the first day, John the Baptist. That's the Lamb of God who was left.Sacrifice and take away our sins.
然后他介绍的那用火用水和火对不起用圣灵和火给你们施浸的就是这一位。
And secondly he said the one who baptized you with fire and the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多人认为受浸呢是个人的事情，不对，对不起，这就是圣灵充满了是个人的事情。
Many people think that be filled with the Spirit is an individual event.
而且把圣灵充满跟圣灵的浸呢画一个等号。
They equal the filling of the Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the same thing.
但若是你仔细去读圣经
，If you read the Bible carefully,
圣经讲到圣灵的浸哈，施浸约翰说了一次。
And John the Baptist mentioned the baptism of the Spirit.
那么在使徒行传第二章五旬节那边一次
Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 he mentioned that
那个是一个事实
that is a fact
然后呢在使徒行传第十章哥尼流家里面是第二个事实
the second event is in chapter 10 Cornelius the filling of the spirit
然后讲到他的意义的时候讲到他的这个重要性的时候保罗在哥林多前书十二章讲了一次
，and Paul mentioned about the significance of it in chapter 12.
但是圣灵的充满了，在使徒行传里面却出现过很多次。
But yet, filling of the Spirit, the Bible had mentioned it many times.
彼得被拉到官府面前，他们要审问他的时候
，as Peter was being arrested and sent in the court.
我们知道彼得啊，在顺利环境的时候他是狮子。
In a normal situation, Peter is like a lion. He's very eloquent.
而且他讲话很快。
He talk very fast.
所以主耶稣还没上十字架的时候，他拍着胸脯说：“主啊，众人都跌倒了，我绝不跌倒。
Before,
而且我为你舍命，我也愿意。
”Before Christ go to the cross, he said, "I will not never forsake you."
但是只要有环境呢，对他不利了，他立刻的。否认基督保护自己
But if that's the best situation He would just deny everything
在那个使女面前他发怒起誓说我不认识这个人
Before the maids at the court and Jesus, another cross He said I do not know Jesus
但是五旬节以后
But after the Pentecost
圣灵已经来了
Holy Spirit came
他被拉到公会的面前他们要审问他
He was dragged to the council
彼得还是原来那个个性的彼得
His character is the same.
差别在哪里
What's the difference?
现在基督做他的生命
Now Christ is his life.
圣灵在他的里面
Holy Spirit is in him.
所以 当那些人审问他的时候，圣经记载彼得就被圣灵充满。
As they are judging Peter, and the Holy Spirit filled him.
弟兄姊妹，所以你看到浸跟满哈是不一样的。
Baptism and the filling is different.
浸是说呢，你在他里面。
Baptism means you are in him.
满是他在你里面，这不一样的。
And the filling is not the same.
今天很多追求圣灵的人呢、啊，圣经没有读得准确。
A lot of people who seek for the Holy Spirit, they do not read the Bible accurately.
把很多的人的现象，把它来变成圣经上讲的那个东西。
They change a lot of human phenomena and said this is biblical.
我们需要认识。
We need to know.
所以保罗在这里告诉弟兄姊妹。
So brother tells, Paul told the brothers and sisters.
我们若是真要有圣灵。身体的实际
If we really want the reality of the body of Christ,
在一起的聚会，弟兄姊妹啊，大量的看见圣灵的工作。
You would see the work of the Holy Spirit.
而那个工作是把你我的个格，不个别性把它拿掉。
And the Holy Spirit would take away our individualism.
不，对不起，不，这个我们姊妹翻得很好，就是个人主义的那个东西。
We would, the Spirit would take away all individualism.
为着我自己的发展，我自我的这些东西拿掉。
Take away all the selfish, self-seeking things in us.
这个是一个浸。
This is baptism.
那么我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
啊，今天呢，我们在一起聚会，或多或少圣灵都在我们中间做这个工作。
As we gather together, the Holy Spirit will do work in us.
啊，当圣灵有了这样的开始的时候。
As the Holy Spirit started to do His work,
我们要活出那个身体配搭合一的实际。
We have to have the reality how we work together.
保罗还告诉我们说，我们要同饮于一位圣灵。
Because we drink from one Spirit.
天天呢，圣灵做我们里面的满足，做我们的滋润。
The Holy Spirit always nourish us.
这个满足和滋润是什么呢？圣灵把基督显明在我们的里面。
As He baptized, as He filled us, we see that the Lord is with us.
啊、他 revealed Christ.
He revealed Christ in us.
当我们这样子显明基督的时候，你很容易的就能够跟弟兄姊妹相合。
As we reveal Christ in us, we will work harmonious together.、
啊、但是圣灵的工作在我们身上呢，是带我们呢啊进入一个啊。身体成长的过程。
And also the work of the Holy Spirit will help us to grow as a body.
我们知道哥林多的弟兄姊妹对于浸在圣灵里面成为一个身体，隐于一位圣灵，他们都经历过。
They have the people in the Corinth. They experience how they drink from the Spirit and then they be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
但他们在一起聚会仍然有许多的难处，纷争、嫉妒、竞争。
But yet, and when they work together, there's division, jealousy, and conflict.
所以保罗呢，在写完哥林多前书十二章要结束的时候，他说：“我要把最妙的那条路告诉你们。”
So as Paul come to the end of the chapter 12, he said, "Eagerly desire the greatest gift, and now I will show you the most excellent way."
那是更大的恩赐。
It's the greater gift.
就是他在十三章里面讲到这个爱的生活。
Talking about living in love.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天这个爱啊，被用烂了。
But yet we have used that kind of a lovely way.
你看我们聚会后面就挂一个哈、啊，神就是爱。
So we see how he said God is love.
今天许多异端都是从这个词出来的。
And a lot of those heresy come from this.
为什么呢
？Why?
这是神的话，对不对？这是使徒约翰得着最大的、极大的启示。
This is God's word received by John as a revelation.
问题是这个爱是我来解释，不是神的解释。
Many times we use our human interpretation and not God's interpretation.
所以保罗在这里、啊、为爱做了一个说明。
So Paul here explained what love is.
我们不敢说它是定义哈。
I cannot say that it is a definition.
我们知道保罗在这里告诉我们的爱有没有情绪啊？不晓得弟兄姊妹你读。
As you read this, do you feel there's an emotion there?
他说爱是恒久忍耐。
If the love is patient.
啊，弟兄姊妹，若是没有忍耐。
If you don't have patience.
你光说别人喜欢听的话，那不叫做爱。
If you want to only say what people love to hear, that's not love.
我们都愿意 受人欢迎，做好人，对不对？
We want to be received by people, want to be good so that people receive us.
在新约圣经的原文的里面，
But in the original language in the New Testament,
在中文翻成爱啊，有两个字。
There are two words explanation of love.
我可能曾经在这里弟兄姊妹中间讲过。
I might have told you this before.
第一个字啊，叫做 filial。
One word is filial.
Filial 这个字就是那个对象呢是我所喜悦的，所以这个爱啊叫做喜悦的爱。
And the subject that I love is the person I want to love.
所以弟兄相爱啊，就是一种 Philadelphia。这个 filial 在前面 ，Delphia 就是兄弟的意思。
So it's loving a brotherly love. So Philadelphia means brotherly love.
那是有情感在里面。
There's emotion in it.
但是在这里这一个字叫做 agape.
Here love
名词哈。
It's really the agape love.
啊，这个 agape 啊，跟情绪、跟感觉一点关系都没有。
And this agape love has nothing to do with emotion and feeling.
我早期听有弟兄们讲啊，这个爱是意志的爱。
This is the love of our will.
啊，我觉得这个也很有道理。
I think this is very reasonable.
但是啊，它是怎么来的？是定义的。
This is,
神爱我们呢，是不讲理由的。
When God loves us, it's not any kind of reason. I will to love you.
所以外面的环境怎么变，你的光景怎么变，他爱是爱定了。
No matter how situation change, no matter what happened to you, when I love you, I will to love.
弟兄姊妹
will not change.
在我们人间呢，很难看到这样的事情。
Among men, it's very hard to see this.
啊，这个我们去读的时候，你就发现这个爱呢。若是没有基督在十字架上表现出来，我们都不认识。
If Christ had not lived out this love on the cross, we would never know what this love is.
你读整个旧约以色列民族的历史。
As you read the Israelite history in the Old Testament.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有一点圣经这个根基的人，你觉得神爱不爱以色列人？
If you look at the Old Testament, do you think God loves the Israelites in the Old Testament?
我们今天第三者看，觉得神很爱他们，对不对？
We felt that God loves them.
犹太人觉得神爱他们。
But would the Jewish people think that God loves them?
你读到圣经最后旧约圣经最后一卷书马拉基书，那些近前的犹太人跟神怎么说呢？
Do you remember in about the last part of Malachi?
你怎么爱我们呢？
How do you love us? They said.
他们不觉得神爱他。
They do not feel that God loves them.
弟兄姊妹们。直到主耶稣基督为我们钉十字架。
Until Christ died on the cross for us.
我们每次擘饼，若是我们真被带到擘饼的意义，因为那是纪念主的死。
As we break the bread,
不是纪念主行神迹。
We remember the love of God during the bread. It's not to remember the miracles that Jesus had done.
我们今天很喜欢在擘饼聚会看个神迹啊，觉得主爱我们。
We want to see miracles to say that God loves us.
但是不
，No。
保罗说：“你要知道，我们来擘饼是什么？纪念主的死。
”As we break the bread, we remember the death of Christ. Why?
在那个死里面，你才摸到那个爱。
Because in His death, we touch upon His love.
那个叫做定义的爱。
This is the love of His will.
如果一个人知道
，If a person understands,
他往前面去，他的结局是死。
If he knows that as we go forward, he will face death.
他有时间，他有办法可以离逃脱那个环境。
He has time, he has ways to escape from that fate.
你会不会还是自己找死呢？
Would you seek death yourself? No.
我相信没有一个人。
No one would do that.
对不对？但主耶稣却定义往耶路撒冷去。
But yet Jesus decided to go to Jerusalem to face death.
他里面非常清楚知道。我到了耶路撒冷要受祭司长老和文士许多的苦。
He knows it clearly that I'm going to Jerusalem and to suffer much under the priest.
最后要被杀。
At the end, I'll be killed.
而且我死了，但是第三天要活过来。
I died, but yet I will be resurrected on the third day.
为什么他肯去呢？
Why he's willing to go there?
爱你和爱我。
Because he loves you and me.
他不愿意我们失落。
He doesn't want us to be lost. 不愿意
我们永远亏缺神的荣耀。
He doesn't want us to be eternally fall short of the glory of God.
所以我们对十字架的认识，可能很浅很浅。
Our knowledge of the cross may be very shallow.
弟兄姊妹们，每一次擘饼，都是我们摸到那个实际。
Every time when we break the bread, we really understand the reality of it.
没有一个人不被这个爱摸到。
Nobody will not be captured by the love.
我有好几次在波饼区坐在一个老弟兄的边上。
Many times I sit next to an elderly brother.
当弟兄姊妹一唱到主耶稣为我们死。
Every time when we sing how Jesus died for us.
这老弟兄在我边上就哭得像个小孩一样。
And this elderly brother will cry like a baby.
如果是你的父亲为你这样死，你哭不哭？
If your own father died for you like that, would you cry?
如果你的朋友为你这样死，你哭不哭？
If your friend died for you like that, would you cry?
今天你有没有被这个爱摸到？
Have you been captured by that love?
所以有一个主的仆人讲，在新约时代，神最大的能力是借着十字架的爱显出来。
Some people say the greatest power is through the love on the cross.
好，弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督爱我们。
Lord Jesus loves us. It is a love of His will.
没有十字架在我们身上的工作。
If do not have the work of cross in us.
你我就不可能有真正哥林多前书十三章那个爱的表现。
We would not express the love that described in chapter 13.
唯有一个背着十字架，常常被十字架上的爱所激励的人，他才能够活出这个生命。
Only for those who truly understand the love of Christ, how He's on the cross, then we can live out this kind of love in this chapter.
没有隐于圣灵的实际。
If we do not have the reality of drinking from one Spirit,
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们也不可能凭着我定义我就活出这样的。
From our will, we cannot live out this kind of love.
我自己在侍奉中啊，我承认我不会爱。
I recognize that during how I serve the Lord, I cannot love.
我年轻的时候啊，曾经请教一位年长弟兄。
When I was young, I asked an elderly brother.
我去问他啊，请你指正我的个性有什么缺点。
I went to him and said, "Can you point out what's wrong with my character?" Can you help me?
一个晚上他都不肯讲。
For a whole night he would not say it.
最后都快十一点了。
Nearly 11 o'clock at night.
我也不好耽误他不睡觉。
I don't want to, you know, that he cannot go to sleep.
你不肯帮助我，你不爱我了。
You don't love me. You don't tell me.
他说好，我讲一个。
Okay, I'm going to tell you one thing.
他一讲我就生气了。
When he mentioned it, I got angry.
弟兄姊妹，你试试看。
Just try it.
你就发现我们很难爱。
We are very difficult to love, to be loved.
弟兄姊妹，若不是圣灵在帮助我们，
If it is not the Holy Spirit who is helping us,
我们今天很容易凭理性生活。
We live with our thinking only.
后来有一个弟兄啊，鼓足勇气跟我讲，他说：“伯弟兄，大家都说你太理性。”
So one brother said, "You are
too rational."
Rational.
一个理性的人就意思说你没信心。
Meaning that you do not have faith.
是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
你用理性呢，你就不需要用信心。
If you only,
什么都讲理由嘛。
If you reason everything, you don't have faith.
另外一面呢，太理性就是说你不会爱。
Too rational, you cannot love.
那一天呢，我没有生气，但我好受伤啊。
I felt so hurt. I did not get angry.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们的本相。
This is how we are.
所以告诉我们说，没有十字架的工作，我们不可能有真正爱的生活。
Without the work of the cross, we cannot really live in love.
没有圣灵把神的爱和基督的爱浇灌在我里面，使我滋润，我根本不认识，我也活不出爱的生活。
Without the nourishment of Holy Spirit showing us the love on the cross, we do not know how to love.
所以保罗在这里讲到啊，他说我们要真的进入身体的生活。
How we need to really enter into the bodily life.
当我们在实行中的时候，遇见难处，遇见障碍，遇见不美的事情。
When we encounter obstacles, a different situation or problems,
我们要找到这一条爱的道路。
We had to find a way of love.
肯学爱的功课。
Willing to learn the lesson of love.
那我们在自己这个小小的聚会的里面，
even in this little assembly,
或许会出现基督身体的实际。
Be able to see the reality of the body of Christ.
我们不是一个基督徒的团体，而是基督的身体。
We are not an organization of a church. We are the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们要真的问问自己。
We truly have to ask ourselves.
我们在一起聚会，
as we gather together,
还是一个身体？
Is it an organization or is it a body?
所以保罗告诉 哥林多弟兄姊妹，你们所有的难处解决，第一个你要认识基督。
So first thing, if you want to live as a body, you have to know Christ.
第二个你要认识教会。
You have to know what is church.
第三个你要找到那条路。
Third, you gotta find the right way.
而这条爱的道路就是圣灵和十字架带领我们走的路。
And this way of love is how the Holy Spirit lead us on.
所以哥林多前书十三章这里的爱都是指着 agape 的爱。
So the love here is talking about agape love.
是定义的爱。
It is a will to love.
跟你我的情绪跟外面的环境毫无关系的。
And nothing relate to our emotional feeling.
啊，也，哈，在我们的里面呢，我们需要好好的摸到，并且操练。
We have to get in touch of this and to practice it.
哥林多教会的各样难处和问题。
All kinds of problems and difficulties encountered by the brothers and sisters.
发现了那些事情都不是大事。
All these problems they have is not great problems.
真正难办的是人。
The most difficult thing is us humans.
今天哪里有人，哪里就有难处。
Wherever there's men, there will be problems.
哪里有人呢，哪里就有问题。
Wherever the people, there will be difficulties.
而人的问题和难处呢？大部分的原因是在我们天然的情感。
And all this is because of a natural person.
好，所以我们若是从哥林多前书十三章呢，认识了这条爱的道路。
If we can learn about the way of love in this chapter.
我们有一个意愿肯来学习。
If we have desire to learn.
这就是在心智上面做大人。
This is.Thinking like adults,
肯学爱的功课
willing to learn the lesson of love,
肯接受十字架的对付
to accept the dealing of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，我们才可能会有复活生命的表现。
Then we have to live a life of the resurrected life.
我想呢，这里啊，第四节到第八节，弟兄姊妹都听过很多遍，自己也可能都会背了。
From verse 4 to 8, we heard a lot about it. Even you can memorize it.
好，我们稍微的复习一下。
Let's just review it.
啊，保罗在这里说，爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
好，我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉得你是一个有忍耐的人吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you think you have patience?
好，我们天性呢，所以有人讲，不能忍耐的人呢，他的保险是比较短，叫做 short fuse。
People who don't have patience, they have very short fuse.
马上就爆炸了。
They explode right away.
啊，所以我们中国人讲忍呢，是心上面放把刀。
The word in Chinese, patience is a knife.
这跟爱的情绪是没有关系。
It nothing relate to our emotion and feelings.
许多时候，我们在真正一起走路的时候
，As we walk along the way of life.
好，我们呢。要接纳弟兄姊妹，我们需要忍耐。
To accept brothers and sisters, we need patience.
其实啊，弟兄姊妹接纳我们呢，他们要更大的忍耐。
Is that for others? Be others to accept us? We need a lot of more patience.
我有一次去看望一对年轻夫妇。
One time I visited a young couple.
他们儿子那时候刚刚读 kindergarten 幼儿园。
At that time, the child is just starting kindergarten.
他这个孩子跟着爸爸妈妈一起来聚会。
And the child came to church with the parents.
他们夫妻两个相爱，但是又合不来。
They love each other, but yet they cannot live together.
啊，所以常常有矛盾，常常吵架。
Always have quarrel, always have conflicts.
有一天我去看望他们。
One day I go visit them.
这个弟兄啊，在等他妻子做完晚饭的时候，跟我。
And when the wife was cooking, the husband shared with me.
啊，他说我的儿子帮助了我们。
He said our child helped us.
我在发生什么事情
？What happened?
他说啊，那一天不知道为什么他跟他的妻子之间在吃饭的时候就争吵起来了。
While they are eating a dinner, the husband and wife were arguing.
啊，在争吵的时候，他儿子闷着头吃东西。
And the child was just started to eat.
忽然抬起头来说，我要忍耐你们到几时呢？
The child said, how long do I have to be patient with you too?
你知道他会用圣经的话，而且是主耶稣讲过的话。
He know how to quote the Bible.
这个孩子在学爱的功课。
The child is learning the lesson of love.
他很爱他的爸爸妈妈。
He really loves his
parents. 他希望他的爸爸妈妈是不吵架的。
He wished that parents would not argue.
弟兄姊妹们，主在我们身上啊，常常的忍耐。
Christ has been so patient with us.
所以今天主的爱在我们里面，让我们对人、对事、对环境，我们有一个耐力。
We need to have patience as we learn from Christ with that patience.
所以这个有一个弟兄讲得很好，我们中文都是一个字，就是忍耐。
And a brother explained, a patient in Chinese is two words.
啊，一个是忍耐，是不不在英文是两个字，中文是一个字。啊，一个忍耐是 patient.
It comes in patient. And Chinese is one word. English is two words.
啊，一个是 patient.
One is patient.
另外一个是 endurance.
The other is endurance.
啊，他说这个 patient 是对人的。
Patient is how we treat others.
因为英文的 patient 就是病人的意思。
Because patient also means a sick people.
你跟病人在一起，你就需要 patient.
When you deal with patients who are sick, you need a lot of patience.
那么呢，环境呢，是那个 endurance 是对环境的。
The endurance is word is how you need the patient with whatever's happened to you.
比如说呢，今天天气很热。
Today is very hot, for example.
你不能讨厌他呢，你说你走开，他不会走开的。
You can ask them, depart from me. You cannot do that.
那你就要有耐力，这个叫 endurance.
You need to have endurance.
但是在这里啊，他讲到恒久忍耐。
Here talk about love is patience.
他原来是说长期受苦。
Meaning long suffering.
因着我爱的缘故，
我
就愿意受这个苦。
Because I want to love, I suffer a long time.
但不仅如此。
Not only that.
而且你这个受这个苦的时候啊，还流露出一个正面的情感，叫做恩慈。
And not only when you are suffering, you need to have another emotion is kindness.
啊，这个恩慈啊，不仅不是加害于环境或者人。
And not only that, you will not add more harm to the person or your environment.
不仅是与人无伤。
Is that you will not hurt anyone?
反而能够体贴那个。叫我忍耐的人。
Also, you need to understand the person who caused you suffering.
昨天有几个问题。
Yesterday, a few questions.
好多弟兄姊妹们问到怎么向自己的家人传福音。
A lot of sisters ask, how can I preach the gospel to our family?
向家人传福音要长期受苦。
To preach the gospel to the family, we need long suffering.
啊，这样好像很难，对不对？
Seems very difficult.Because you love them.
弟兄姊妹们，这是最容易而且其实最快的方法。
This is the fastest way.
不是跟他讲道理。
Not that you try to reason with them.
但是有一天，如果主给我们机会，能够跟他讲救恩的真理，我们该讲。
But if a chance come upon, the Lord gave us opportunity to share the gospel, we must do that.
我们能够跟自己的亲人说一点体贴他的话，那个叫做恩慈。
We can say something, show our understanding of them. This is called kindness.
而不是讲我的理由。
It's not to voice our reasoning.
弟兄姊妹，在教会生活也是这样。
This is how it is in the church life.
我们非常需要恩慈。
We need kindness.
然后他说，爱是不嫉妒。
It does not envy.
在教会中，或者在我们生活中，看见别人好，我为他欢喜。
In the church, when we see people's goodness, we need to be happy with them.
而不是觉得里面像被火烧了一样不舒服。
We shouldn't have like fire inside us when somebody has some good things happen to them.
我们中国人讲嫉妒啊，是说这个吃味啊，吃醋。
In Chinese,
是不是？
Being jealous or envy is like we are taking vinegar.
但是希腊文呢？讲这个嫉妒是说里面有一个火在烧。
But in Greek, envy means there's a fire inside our hearts.
就是觉得我比你还要好。
I'm better than you.
弟兄姊妹，这些起来的时候，我们就需要十字架。
To use that, we need the cross.
需要圣灵在我们里面，再把基督的爱浇灌下。
We need the Holy Spirit again to fill us with the love of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在教会生活这个。有意无意的常常出来的。
Whether you know or not in church life, it always come out.
因为我们都不认识我们自己。
Many times we don't even know ourselves.
我碰过有一个弟兄跟我讲。
A brother one time told me.
他说我是一个不会在人前讲话的人。
I do not how to speak in front of men.
常常聚完会回去，我就被我姊妹羞辱。
And when I get home after church, my sister will criticize me.
他说我说你姊妹怎么羞辱你
？How does your sister try to repair you？
他说我姊妹说我没出息。
My sister said I have no future.
你看某某姊妹的丈夫，一个月领三次诗歌。
You look at that sister's husband.
哪一次才轮得到你啊
？And three times leading song in a month. When would become your turn? You have no future.
姊妹们，今天很多姊妹都希望她做这个帮夫命，要推丈夫啊。
Many sisters today want to push the husband.
在社会上你要成功，在教会你也要显眼。
In a society, you can have promotion in church. You should let everybody know you.
当我们一有这种的感觉。
Whenever we have this kind of emotion, the body life is lost.
他不说话，但是教会井井有条。
This brother is a hand in that body.
他一不在了，那一天聚会手忙脚乱。
When he's not there, everything's just so messy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们从来不感觉到。
We've never had that feeling before.
但是在教会生活确实是这样。
But in church life is like that.
我们不能嫉妒。
We cannot envy others.
如果有人感觉呢，有人在我面前夸某某人讲道比你好。
If somebody come to me and say somebody is preaching better than you，
你知道常常讲道的人最怕听这个话。
And preachers hate to hear that。
那伯弟兄啊，那个姊妹呢，她讲的比你清楚多了。
Brother boy, that sister can explain that much better than you。
我听了，我说是我不如她，其实我心里面觉得。你怎么可以这样对我说话
？I may say, yeah, clearly, yes, but how can you speak to me like this?
这些都是我们立刻需要接受十字架。
Immediately, we need to accept the work of the cross.
你要跟他讲，愿主多多的重用他。
May the Lord use him greatly.
在这些学习上面是十字架的运用。
So this is how the working of the Spirit when we learn lessons.
爱是不自夸。
Love does not boast.
不宣扬自己。
They do not preach about themselves.
不 show off.
Do not show off.
也不张狂。
And is not proud.
这个张狂啊，就是自我膨胀。
It's like expanding yourself.
还有把自己抬高。
Exalt yourself.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们说话啊，不知不觉的，我们把它扩大了，这些都是危险的。
Unknowingly, sometimes we just kind of expand ourselves, exalt ourselves.
我听过一个基督徒来讲，他年轻时候在一个年长基督徒底下学习这些功课。
I heard about a younger brother who learned these things under an elderly brother.
那个年长弟兄跟他讲，请问现在几点钟了
？And the elderly brother asked, "Do you know what time it is now?"
他就看了一下钟。
He looked at the watch.
就像现在。他就说11:15。
11:15, he said.
这弟兄说，请你再看一下。
Can you look at it more clearly?
他说11:13。
11:13.
为什么有差两分钟呢
？How come there's a difference of 2 minutes?
因为你加了两分钟。
Because you add 2 more minutes.
所以我姊妹常常笑我。
So my sister or wife always laugh at me.
你过64岁呢，你就变快70岁了。所以我说四舍五入嘛。
As you are 64, you're very close to 70.
你知道这个是一种的。其实从小事开始才会到大事。
If you learn, you learn little and it become big.
因为我们在小事上不留意，在大事上我们就不觉得。
If you don't pay attention to little detail, you will not realize that when you do it in big things.
这个准确，这个不自我膨胀，是需要学习。
Being accurate and not expand yourself, this is something we need to learn.
这都是十字架和圣灵在我们身上的。
It is the working of the Holy, the cross, done by the Holy Spirit.
爱是不做害羞的事。
It is not rude.
这个，我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉得什么叫做害羞的事
？Or is that we do not do shameful things?
我们生命长进啊，在不同的年时段呢。你会对某些事情感觉很羞耻。
In certain stage of your life, there are things that you feel shameful.
我在教会生活里面得过一个很好的教育。
As in church, I have learned some very good education.
我在我们聚会的同工的中间 交通，我坐在里面。
And one day I was among the fellowship of the coworkers.
在那一天交通的时候啊，有一件事情，几位年长的弟兄啊，他们有不同的意见。
As I was there among the sharing, there are few elder brothers who have different opinions.
结果声音就大起来了。
And they raised the pitch of the voice. They started to have argument.
后来有一个弟兄，他就不说话。
There's one brother become very quiet.
他不说话，那个弟兄想要再继续讲理由，他也讲不出来，就事情就过了。
The other brother wanted to argue, since the other one is quiet, it just passed.
但是接下来那个礼拜哈，那个不说话的弟兄，我看他说话都遮着嘴巴了。
After a week, the person that get quiet always close his mouth.
不是，不光是 close, he cover his mouth.
Or cover his mouth.
用他的手。
Use the mouth.
他跟我说话的时候遮着嘴巴。
Use the mouth to cover the mouth and head down.
我就问他为什么这样，你是不是感冒了？
I asked, why are you like that? Are you having a flu?
他不是。
He said no.
他我就一问呢，他就好像满面通红。
And as I asked, his face is get red.
他说因为那一天在聚会中，我大声说话。
Because
羞耻。
Because it is so shameful to me raise my voice last week's meeting.
那天给我很深很深的教。
And that is such a deep education to me.
在这个点上。我很多的失败。
On this point, I always fail.
特别在家庭内。
Especially at home.
我是一个个性很急又理性的。
I'm very rational. I have a very quick temper.
而我的理由跟我姊妹理由是不一样。
My reason is different from my wife.
所以我不了解她。
I don't understand her. So I raise the pitch of my voice.
她跟我说：“你没有生气啊？”不，她说你生气了。
And the wife said, "You are getting angry."
我说我跟你结婚，我爱你都来不及，我还会跟你生气吗
？I said, "You're my wife. I love you. How could I be angry?"
我从来没有跟你生过气，我只是大声一点而已。
I never get angry with you. I only raise my voice.
弟兄姊妹，我一点都不觉得羞耻。
I don't feel shameful at all.
但是这些日子啊
，But these days,
我真是有时候啊，我说主啊，你要管住我。
I pray to God, God, you gotta restrain me.
不要做害羞。
Do not do shameful things.
你今天不害羞，将来到主面前害羞啊，那就太迟了。
Today you don't feel shameful. One day when you go before the Lord, you'll be shameful. It's too late.
这个是学习爱。
This is how we learn love.
在这些事情上面，如果没有十字架，没有圣灵的帮助，你我做得到吗？
Can we do this without the work of the cross and with the help of the Holy Spirit?
我们立志，我们懊悔，甚至像。以前一个年长弟兄讲，我在祷告的时候就捏自己、揪自己、打自己，这个人讨厌、可怕，都没有用。
It's useless if you just beat your body. It's just no use to control yourself.
只有当你被主的爱摸到
，Only when you are being touched and captured by the love of God.
这个爱会像光一样照在我们里面，觉得好羞耻。
This love is like a light shining to us, feeling so shameful.
在教会里面，有人学这个功课，别人就改变。
If you learn that lesson, it will bring changes to others.
我自己这些日子，我实在看见我们教会弟兄姊妹好多人改变。
These days, I saw changes in many brothers and sisters' life.
以前不可一世的那种感觉，现在没有了。
Before they're so proud, but not anymore.
那个身体彼此连接的感觉比以前紧密了。
Seems like the connectedness of each other is closer now.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love is not self-seeking.
不为自己着想。
Do not think about yourself.
多为别人着想。
Think about others.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是十字架的功课。
These are the work of the cross.
爱不轻易发怒。
It is not easily angered.
不，这或者这样讲，不轻易的被受刺激。
Or not easily provoked.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多人呢，一次就跳起来了。
Many people just one small provoke.
中国人讲
，they jump.
点将不成的，一击就成了。
Only they can only be provoked.
但是一个真正活在这个十字架管圣灵管制底下学十字架功课的
，Only people who are restrained by the Holy Spirit learning the work of the cross.
不仅捧不起来，击也击不起来。
Not only they will not jump, they will not be provoked.
那真是。何等样的一种的生命
？What kind of life is that？
你知道我们主耶稣啊，在十字架上人刺激他。
When Christ on the cross, people provoke him.
人说你救了别人，为什么不救自己呢
You save others. Why don't you save yourself?
你如果是神的儿子，你就从十字架上下来， if、我们就相信。
If you truly the Son of God, come down from the cross, and we'll believe you.
我听过好多弟兄们讲说，要是我的话，我就下来给他们看，再上去。
A lot of people say, I'll come down from heaven, I will go back up there.
哈，弟兄姊妹们，但是主耶稣没有。
But Christ didn't do that.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他爱你。
Because he loves you.
那个叫做爱。
That's love.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们用这个来量量自己，我真是跟主说，主，我是一个可怕的人。
Use this to measure against yourself. You think that you're such a fearful person.
恶是不计算人的恶，不对，爱是不计算人的恶。
It keeps no record of wrongs.
这个恶在我们里面是没有出场的。
You cannot hide that.
弟兄姊妹们，有的时候我们感觉呢，我们记别人的好处，常常健忘。
To keep a record of people's kindness, we are so forgetful.
但别人有一次对不起我，这个没有办法 purge 的，没有办法 delete 的。
But when people offend us, you cannot delete that.
总是会想到你欠我一次。
Always think about you had offended me once.
但是你知道主耶稣的血哈，我们只要一承认一接受，他就洗净我们一切的。
But the wonderful thing is about the blood of Christ. Once we admit our wrong, the Lord will forgive us.
神就想不起我们犯过什么错。
God can never remember what kind of wrong we've done.
这是圣经上原文的意思。
This is what the original language explained.
所以有一个主日学老师问他班上的孩子。
One time a Sunday school asked the children in the class.
神有没有做不到的事情
？Is anything that God cannot do？
所有孩子都说 ，Nothing is impossible to God.
所有人都说，神没有难成的事。
但是有一个孩子举手说：“我知道神有一件做不能做的事。”
A child raised a hand. I know that God, there's something that God cannot do.
这老师都想这个孩子有一点异类啊。
The teacher said this child is very different.
他就问你讲讲看神什么？他是全能的，怎么还有不能的事呢
？So tell us, God is omnipotent. Is anything that He cannot do?
他这个孩子说，在主耶稣的血底下，神不记得我犯的错。
Under the blood of Christ, God forgets what we have done wrong.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等样的，叫我们里面放心的事情。
It is something that we can take it be at ease.
只要你今天肯对付罪
，If you're willing to deal with your sin today,
在那里就没有记录。
In God, there's no record of your wrong.
在我们里面老是有记录。
But in us, we always have that record.
我们能够坦然无惧的到主的跟前。
We can come boldly before the Lord.
不计算人的恶。
So keep no record of wrongs. That's love.
别人要提醒你，或者我的记忆又想他这件事，你就跟自己说，跟主说，主，我不要这个。
So if you remember people's wrong, you pray to the Lord, I don't want this.
让十字架把它对付掉。
Let the cross deal with it.
所以爱的生活是自己里面的生活。
A life of love is within yourself.
爱的生活是天天活在。加略山十字架的爱里面。
To love is to live in the love of Calvary.
爱也不喜欢不义。
Love does not delight in evil.
所以在神的爱的里面呢，它是很清楚的。
In God's love is very clear.
对于不义的，它是分得清清楚楚。
They know distinguish what is evil.
今天我们人讲到神就是爱，什么东西都包了。
We talk about God is love that include everything.
我们求主让我们在这些点上，我们要能够接受。
We pray that we'll learn to accept these teachings.
他说呢，爱呢只在真理里面欢乐。
We rejoice only with the truth.
如果有不义的事情呢，他就受苦。
If there's evil thing in us, he would be suffering for us.
然后爱凡事包容。
It always protects.
凡事相信。
Always trust.
也凡事盼望。
Always hope.
这个凡事是每一件事情
，always means everything。
好，我们可能开头的时候碰到一些事情，会问主，主啊，为什么是我呢
？In the beginning, when we encounter something, we ask the Lord, "Why me?"
好，弟兄姊妹，你人生中有没有碰过这种情形呢？为什么主你要给我这些东西？为不是他呢
Have you ever encountered these things and asked the Lord, why me but not others?
彼得就有这种情绪，对不对？
Peter had this kind of emotion.
主耶稣问了彼得三次，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than these three times?
最后主就把彼得怎样人生结局告诉他。
At the end, Jesus told him how he would end his life.
他说，彼得，彼得，你年轻的时候，树上带着自由往。
And said, Jesus said, Peter, Peter, when you were young, you just walk wherever you want to go.
到老的时候，人要用你的带子把你捆上，带你到你不愿意去的。
When you get old, people will bind you up, take you to places you don't want to.
这时候就彼得到了老年了，他成一个柔软的。
Meaning that when he get older, he becomes a very gentle and soft person.
以往他用自己的个性去影响别人。
Before he used his own character, personality to win others.
但是到了他成熟的时候，他让基督来服侍别人。
As he gets older and mature, he forsakes himself and let Christ to minister to others.
彼得一听就很 不舒服。
When Peter heard what Jesus said, he didn't feel comfortable. He did not say why me.
他指着约翰说：“这人将来如何？”
He pointed to John. What happened to John?
你也为他说点预言好了。
Can you prophesy about him too?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多时候主量给我们。其实我们不要问，你要感谢主。
Whatever happened to us is come from the Lord. We should thank the Lord for it. Don't ask questions.
我们的态度不一样。
Our attitude was different.
主啊，为什么是我？还是坏
？Lord, why? Why me?
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这是一个福分，怎么你给我不给他呢
？You should say this is a blessing. Why you give it to me and not to others?
以前我觉得，主啊，这是一个痛苦，为什么给我不给他
？It is suffering. Why me, not others?
这时候，我们看见教会里面就充满了膏油。
Then you see that there's anointing, full of anointing in the church.
你的包容有一个比方哈。
There is a parable about.
这也是圣经里面一个表号。
And also a sign in the Bible.
将来新耶路撒冷的城门呢，不是门，是十二颗珍珠。
One day when we go to the New Jerusalem in heaven, all the doors is not really door, it's jewel.
那是很大的珍珠。
A great pearl.
啊，他们说那珍珠怎么来的呢
？Where this pearl come from?
就是那个 oyster 里面呢，有了沙子或者尖锐的东西进到里面去。
Is that a sand enter into a oyster?
他没有办法把它吐出来。
He cannot spit it out.
他就包容它。
He keeping it.
他就分泌一种，他说这是这个。Oyster 的眼泪
They secrete like the tear of the oyster
啊，一层一层的包
And keep wrapping it, keep wrapping the sand
越包越圆滑越包 越光泽
And that sand becomes very shiny and smooth
弟兄姊妹们在教会生活里面就是这样
This is how it is in church life
我们在一起呢彼此的包容凡事的包容
We learn to persevere always
当有人开始在这个点上有学习，那个爱就出来了。
So when we learn that love will evolve.
我自己啊，好多时候我回到以前年长弟兄那里，我谢谢他们。
I went back to the elders. I thank them.
我说我现在呢，回想我以前那个样子，你们从来没有对我说过一句话。
I remember how I behave, but you never say anything to me.
你们还觉得我很可爱。
You thought that I'm very lovely.
我自己也想到，我觉得好羞耻，而且好可怕。
Now I think I'm so fearful and it's so shameful.
他说：“感谢主，你有一点味道了。”
And they said, "Thank the Lord, you seems like you have that character of Christ."
凡事相信。
Believe in everything.
不是那些异端你都相信啊。
Always trust, not at the heresies.
这个相信呢，它的对象是神，
that trust,
是主耶稣。
It is trusting Christ and God.
这件事临到，你相信背后主在主宰掌权。
Something happened to you. You have to recognize and trust that the Lord is governing.
所以你能够借着这个相信，把这些事情交托给主。
Because of trust, you can commit this into the hand of God.
我们人就不伸自己的手。
We will not use our own hand.
让主来伸手。
Let the hand of God to deal with it.
在生活中看见好多弟兄姊妹学这个功课。
I saw many brothers and sisters learn this lesson.
当他这样相信的时候
，as they trust this way，
最后的结果不仅他蒙祝福
，at the result is not only they are blessed，
他自己面对的那个难处反而来帮助他。
The difficulty ends up helping him.
我可能讲过一个姊妹的见证。
I might have told you a testimony of a sister.
啊，他被他的公司从远东调到美国来。
He was moved from far east to America to work.
那么他是那个远东的主管，他到这里来呢，做美国这个公司主管的助手。
He was a manager, like a manager in the Far East. Now he became the assistant to the manager here.
那这个美国同事啊，就很不舒服。
This American coworker is feel very uncomfortable.
把他当作竞争的对手，而且觉得这个人是要挤我走的人。
That person felt that this is like a competitor, want to push me away.
所以所有的事情啊，他都不告诉他。
So did not he hold back everything?
所有难处啊，都给他，叫他去做。
All the difficult things he will give the sister to do.
他开头是非常的痛苦。
In the beginning, she feels so painful.
他就想写个报告给总公司。
She want to write a report to the headquarters, but she loves the Lord.
她在主面前祷告。
As she prayed before the Lord.
就说你相信我。
The Lord said, "Trust me."
我一步一步教你。
I will teach you step by step.
主先告诉她说，你不要说话，这是你学习的机会。
The Lord said, "Don't say anything. This is a chance for you to learn."
她跟主说，主啊，哪里有学习机会？我去问她，她都不讲。
The Lord, she said, "Where is the learning?" He will not tell me anything.
主跟他说，还有别的地方你可以问。
You can ask from other sources.
他就学会了跟当地美国政府一层一层的政府沟通打交道。
So she learned to work with different levels in the government to learn these things.
这样子三年。
This situation for 3 years.
然后他那个 project 做完了。
After she finished the project.
公司宣布说，啊，这个 project 很难办成的，现在顺利完成。
The company said this is a very difficult project, but now it's all successful.
我们要有一个特别的 ceremony， 要奖励这个最大的 contributor.
We want to reward the greatest contributor.
他所有同事看到这个 email 都想，都是你嘛，都是你在做嘛。
Everybody knows it is her.
他也觉得这一定是我。
And even she said it's going to be me.
结果到发布那个人的时候，是他的那个美国同事。
But when they made an announcement, it is the American boss.
他一看见这个消息啊，他就关机啊，没有心情上班了，请假出去散心去了。
So after she learned this, she just turned off the machine, just take a vacation.
他跟主说，主啊，我忍了三年了。
She told the Lord, I'm so patient for 3 years.
我苦了三年了。
I've been suffering for 3 years.
祝福在哪里？
Where is the blessing?
你应许的是什么呢？
What did you promise me?
就说好的还在最后啊。
You said the blessing is at the end.
最好的酒都在最后的。
The wine, the best wine is at the end.
那他问主说，主我该怎么办？
What should I do, Lord?
说你，主说你好好去吃餐晚饭。
The Lord said, go have a good dinner.
然后呢，你去买一个很好的卡片。
And then buy a good card.
写上真诚的恭贺。
And really write a sincere congratulation.
然后你不是很会做蛋糕吗？
You know how to make cake, right?
你回家 bake 一个很好的蛋糕。
So bake a really good cake.
而且你很懂 coffee 的，你把最好的 coffee 带到公司，明天煮给大家喝。
And bring the best coffee and make a brew some coffee, give it to everybody.
她是一个真的在主面前很认真的。
She's very serious before the Lord.
她就听话。
And she listens.
她就照着做。
And listen and do it.
第二天早上早早的起来。
Wake up early next morning.
啊，他要在所有公司同事没有到公司以前，他先到公司，把这些都摆好，不要人知道。
So she rise up early, go to the company, did everything, doesn't want anybody to know about it.
在上班的途中啊，他又有一个感觉，我应该买一盆花。
And while she was driving to work, she said, "I should buy a bouquet of flowers."
而且要漂亮的花。
Had to be beautiful flowers.
他就把这些准备好，到了公司。
Prepare everything and go to the company.
然后把那一张卡片放在那 reception desk 上面。
And put that card on the reception desk.
请所有的同事呢来都先签字，先写一些祝福的话。
And ask everybody to write some words of congratulation.
给他穿小鞋的同事啊一个 surprise.
Want to give a surprise to his supervisor.
那一天。当公司来颁奖的时候
，As the company come to give the award，
他那个同事看见那一张卡片，整个人不能相信啊。
As the supervisor look at that the card, it is so unbelievable to him。
最后他要说一点致谢的话的时候
At the end, when he needed to say some words, 他说这个功劳不是我的。And he said, all this blessing 是所有我们办公室同事的。All this labor is belong to everybody in the office. 特别是这个 lady 的。Especially this lady. 那一天我们姊妹非常的喜乐。So that day the sisters very joyful. 但事情没有结束。That's not the end of it. 从那个开始。From that time on. 这个同事什么事情都跟他讲。And the supervisor tell her everything. 每一件事帮助他。Help her in everything. 而且举荐他。And recommend her. 最后他说我的年纪也大了我要退休了。And he said, I'm ready for retirement. I'm getting older. 公司已经安排我举荐你来做。I'm going to recommend you to take my place. 弟兄姊妹凡事相信。Always trust. 不是凭着眼见。Not from eyesight. 而是你学十架功课。To learn the work of the cross. 在十架功课的里面满有圣灵的膏油。When you learn the work of the cross, it's full of anointing, of a Holy Spirit. Full of nourishment. 弟兄姊妹们我们看见主他坐在宝座上面。You see, the Lord is still on the throne. 然后呢他说凡事忍耐。And then he said, always perseveres. 啊这个忍耐我们姊妹的英文是 persevere, 也有就讲叫 endurance. Endurance or perseverance. 主就把你摆在任何的环境。Whatever place God had put you, you can go to the end. 这个叫做忍耐。That's called perseverance. 如果没有走到底那不叫做 persevere。If you didn't get to the end, it's not perseverance. 就好像我们跑马拉松啊。Just like we're in a marathon. 如果你跑了26英里差后面那个点二。If you have run 26 miles, lacking 0.2 miles, 你就没有奖赏。You have no reward. 是不是 Right?、啊、今天对我们来讲在这个点呢 On this point, 是一个考验。It is a test. 所以保罗说我们要坚固不要动摇。So Paul said, be firm and do not be shaken.然后最后爱是永不止息。Is that love never fails? 爱哈、啊、永远不失败。Love never fails. 啊永远不灰心。Never disappointed. 当我们这样走过的时候。As we walk through this. 经过十字架的死。Through the death of the cross. 出来的才是属灵的生命。Whatever come out, it is a spiritual life. 埋葬了那属地的个性和属土的天性。We have to bury everything that's earthly and natural in us. 出来的才是属天。Whatever come out, resurrection. 所以保罗到了十五章才讲到复活的这个事情。So in chapter 15, Paul talked about resurrection. 而且唯有靠着基督耶稣。Only through Christ. 我们才有能，也才有得胜。Then we can and will have victory. 我们能够胜过律法。We can overcome the law. 胜过罪。Overcome sin. 胜过死亡。And Overcome death. 所以保罗在那里夸胜，他说：“死啊，你的权势在哪里 ？”Oh death, where is your victory？ 啊，你的权势，死的权势就是罪，啊，死的毒钩就是罪。Oh death, where is your stain? The stain of death is sin. 啊，罪的权势就在律法。And the power of sin is the law.、啊、我们若是肯走爱的道路 ，If we want to take the way of love， 最后得胜是属于这些走这条路的人 The overcomers are people who are willing to take this way 而他们是把荣耀颂赞归给主耶稣基督 And they give all the glory to the Lord 弟兄姊妹真正能够建立基督身体是爱的生活 Whatever can build up the church is the way to live in love 而爱的生活不是我们对别人好一点而是肯学十架功课 Not that we can be better to others is that we are willing to take the lesson of the cross. 所以保罗一开头他就告诉哥林多弟兄姊妹十字架的道理在我们这些得救的人身上乃是神的大能 So at the very beginning of this letter Paul wrote 在第一章第十八节 verse 18 it says For the message of the cross is foolishness in those who are perishing but to us we are being saved it is the power of God. 他说在我们这些得救的人身上我们拣选基督并他钉十字架。We choose Christ and him crucified. 犹太人要拣选看神迹。The Greeks want to choose miracles. 希腊人要拣选听智慧的话。The Greek wanted the wisdom, but the Jews want miracles. 一个大人 an adult.
有大人心思的人拣选十字架。
People who have adult thinking, they choose the cross.
而且他只用基督并他钉十字架来解决问题。
They only use the cross and him crucified to solve all problems.
他是解决他自己的问题，外面的问题就解决了。
So if you solve the inner problem, our problem will be solved also.
解决自己的问题 ，self 的 problem in self.
If you solve the problem in self,
那么外面的问题就解决了。
All the outward problem will be solved also.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His word.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你盼望我们在你的里面长大成人。
You want us to grow into adult in you.
求你借着你的话语。
May you use your word.
也借着圣灵的帮助。
The help of the Holy Spirit.
不仅开启我们的心。
Not only to open our heart.
并且让我们有一个柔软的灵。
Give us a very gentle spirit.
我们有一个乐意的心。
A willing heart.
主啊，我们要在心智上做大人。
We want to be in adult in thinking.
我们要永远高举基督。
We will always exalt the Lord.
主啊，让基督是一切，又在一切之内。
That the Lord is all and in all.
让我们爱主你所爱的。
May we love what you love.
让我们爱你的家。
Love your house.
爱亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Love brothers and sisters.
爱你的教会。
Love your church.
主啊，让我们走这爱的道路。
May we walk in this way of love.
好叫十字架的工作做在我这个人身上。
May the work of the cross be done in us.
好让圣灵更深的，在这个人的生命中改变。
May the Holy Spirit will do much deeper work to change us.
直到你的旨意能够在地上成为可称赞的。
Until the will, your will may be praised.
叫教会在世人中成为可称赞的。
Even the church among Gentiles will be praised.
谢谢你这几天带领我们聚在你的跟前。
We thank you to lead us in this few days meeting.
我们把满心的感谢赞美都献给你。
We give you our heartfelt thanksgiving and praise to you.
愿喜悦归给爱我们的父神。
May pleasing will be upon the Lord.
并且祝福归给你的教会。
And church will belong to your church. Blessing to your church.
耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.